This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're going to try it again. Let's say a Super Don Less show. How do we do it? Well, on a wing and a prayer. And your prayers and your support and your love. And speaking of Super Don, as we begin today's Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast, healing. You know, Super D's in a town where there's a hospital where his wife can go through a procedure to help her out with a health challenge. And so I ask all of you who love and appreciate Super D and his family as much as I do to send your good thoughts, your love, your prayers, whatever it is that you can do. Send some good energy, good healing vibes, and may all of it go as beautifully and simply and quickly as possible. And the recovery is great, and we'll have Super Don back really quick. So Super D is monitoring it. I'm getting messages from him as he can, and will let me know if there are any updates. I will let you know here as well. As you know, yesterday we had Mickey Willis on, but we couldn't test, so the audio was bad. But I tested all of the audio for all of the guests, all of the video for all of the guests. If something goes wrong, it's not my fault.
I'm not counting.
Oh, Morley says it is my fault. Wait a second, Morley Robbins. Who let you in here?
Hello.
Yes. Come on, man. Make sure you talk into that big microphone so we can hear you. Thank you for being here, my brother.
Absolutely. I'm in the choir.
Yes.
Project your voice, Morley.
That's right. I was talking to Morley earlier because of levels of
audio.
Oh,
you were yelling at me.
I was not yelling. It was, do you remember in high school choir where they said, from your diaphragm, yeah. Right?
Absolutely, of course. No, good to be back. Looking forward to our discussion.
Yes, and, we got a lot to talk about, very important things. In fact, I've been telling everybody to get this book, and it looks like a lot of you have. I'm thrilled, but this is a great gift, much less if you have one, get one for somebody else. Cure, CU for copper, your fatigue. And it's so timely, Morley, that this came out. As you know, we've been discussing a lot of things over the years together on the broadcast, on a whole food nutrition context, and how we are lacking in certain things that when we give the body that which it needs, the body knows exactly what to do for healing, for health maintenance, for optimal vital functioning of every cell. We know that energy is not the same thing as chemistry, but it also in our body relies upon certain chemical interactions, so we need stuff because it's a physical thing, even though we know that energy is physical but not physical. It's kind of wild.
I was reading an article. I don't always read articles about humans. I read articles about animals, and then sometimes I read articles about plants just because I get bored. But this particular article about plants blew my mind, and I've read a lot of articles. I think people know that. But the gist of this article was that copper is in the soil that doesn't get exposed to sunlight becomes hypoxic. Now, let me break that down for folks, because that's like, what's he talking about? I thought hypoxia was we're at the top of Mount Everest and we can't breathe. Well, when we get down to the level of the cell, what's allowing us to breathe is copper. Copper is what's allowing us to work with oxygen. And it's just the thought of copper being this pivot point between light and oxygen and other minerals and energy. It's like, I don't know. I went,
yeah. It, Morley, it's like this, I don't know, this, how would I say, it's like a Stargate to go science fiction,
yeah.
Right? Because it's that in between, the energetic levels, the realms, and the physical realm, and all of that interface. Copper is just so critical, and obviously we're going to talk about that this hour big time, because, you know, the more I've done deep dives into copper, of course with your help as well as your new book, it's been fantastic. I've been doing a lot of trainings on it. I'm getting more schooled and comfortable in communicating what I used to use primarily homeopathically as cuprum metallicum for a number of different symptoms. And the biggest among them were varicose veins, most heavily indicated use for copper in a homeopathic form. Yet we can also argue, and successfully so, that copper is critical for all vascular tissue, all connective tissue, down to the microcapillary bed, as well as the heart. And so much of what we have seen regarding COVID, and you're going to explain what COVID is, because it ain't what they say it is. It's not a viral issue, but the more I look into it, the more I see evidence of copper deficiency, copper insufficiency manifesting, and the germ theory cultists, get to claim it's a it's a virus. Ron, the only thing we got for you is mRNA injections to alter protein, DNA protein synthesis of things that can damage your vasculature even more.
Yeah, absolutely. What I've renamed COVID, COV stands for coppers vanished. ID stands for irons dysregulated. Folks may not know that the scintillating and critical research that was done back in 1928 where they denied animals copper, and the livers of these animals loaded up with iron. They've done many, many different versions of it. But the problem we've got is we live in a world where people don't know what minerals are. When, you know, the vast majority of the population is no longer living on a farm, doesn't understand what role minerals play to transport energy and create, you know, just all the metabolic processes in our body. And so we've become somewhat detached from the importance of these minerals, especially magnesium and copper.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading a fascinating article the other day. This one was about animal metabolism or human metabolism.
By the way, can you cheat that microphone towards you instead of facing away from you? All right, let's do that.
You want it in my mouth is what you want.
I just want to hear you. I want everybody to hear you, Morley.
So the article was talking about how...
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. This is what happens. I have him point the microphone at his face, and it freezes up, and then we can... Oh, he's back. He's back.
Exactly. So we've been taught that mitochondria are little energy factories. They're not energy factories. But then we were told it's the power grid of the cell. Well, it's actually deeper than that. The other day, I found an article, amazing article, that talked about mitochondria as the biological microchip of our metabolism. Well, microchip implies intelligence. And it totally changes our understanding of cellular function. And so we've been trained, like circus bears, to believe that the nucleus runs the cell. No. The brains of the outfit is the mitochondria, the mitochondrial grid, the microchip grid, and the nucleus is plugged into that power source, and it's just doing what it's being told to do. And what happens when you unplug from the power source? You can't make copies. It's so obvious. And then we discover that copper is critical for gene transcription. Well, that's a significant development that a lot of people don't know about. So again, it's just this constant process of unveiling the true importance and value of copper, and it's not being taught in doctor school. It's not.
No, not at all.
Not in general circles. Go ahead.
Morley, I've got the link up to this thing about transcription. It's a very heavy, let's say, egghead-heavy topic, obviously, and article. It's from 2006 in the Journal of Health Science. It reads, copper is required for retinoic acid receptor-dependent transcription and neuronal differentiation in P19 embryonal carcinoma cells. Differentiation is key here, neuronal differentiation. We talk about transcription. We talk about the ability to reproduce or to grow, to heal, all of that dependent upon copper. Now, you were talking about energy moments ago. You know, one of the things, of course, in the book, and we see this in the scientific literature, and anybody that's read basic nutrition, it should have access to this, about copper. When we talk about mitochondrial function or what happens in the mitochondria to what they call have energy at all, It's key. Two things are key. You mentioned them. Copper and magnesium work together in order for that energy to happen. And what do we see in COVID and long COVID? Absolute exhaustion. What do we see in dysregulation resulting in cytokine storms, which are not normal? I mean, a cytokine storm, like locally, site-specifically due to an injury, you can explain. Oh, sure. It's suddenly a damaged blow. The skin is down. Oh, it's like everything. Rush in there. Help, help, help. What if it happens to the whole body simultaneously and there hasn't been, a full-on insult? What is going on here is that every bit of energy that your body has the capacity to produce at that mitochondrial level is exhausted to the point where the, if we call it the organism, your body goes kaput. That's a scientific term, kaput. and so we know copper and magnesium play incredibly well and importantly together in this sense. And also, just going to add a few things for people to just think about as we go through this hour, Morley. When we talk about a lot of the damage of COVID happening to the endothelium, the microvasculature, guess what works at that deep level? Copper and selenium work incredible. I mean, it's part of the design. And if you have a lack of either one or both, you have manifestations of what they call COVID that they want to blame on a virus. But how many people over the past year and a half to 2 years have been told zinc, zinc, zinc? You got to take more zinc, more zinc, more zinc, more zinc. And what happens with zinc, as you point out in your book, the production of metallothionines is stimulated into existence in your liver, which has, if I'm not mistaken, about a thousandfold affinity for copper over zinc or other things. So you are going to deplete whatever copper sources or resources you have in the body. And that would lead to any number of these manifestations of a lack of energy and or damage, guess what, to the vascular system, all of which they call COVID, and they say it's a virus. Am I making sense here?
Well, you're making perfect sense to me. I hope the listeners are following it. Because at the end of the day, our immune system, it's really the technical term for the immune system is immunometabolism system. It runs on energy. Every aspect of our immune system must have energy, one, to function, but to think. The immune system needs to be able to respond to what's going on in and outside the cell, needs to understand what are the manifestations, how do I need to interpret, how do I need to respond. All of that takes intelligence, which all takes energy. And people don't realize how energy-centric our immune system is, and it's been completely bypassed. This whole idea that we don't have an immune system or that we're incapable of being able to respond to pathogens, it's really a tragic distortion of reality that's taken place over the last 18 months. It's the body has amazing powers of recovery. Mm-hmm. And I've got 52 articles. I just stopped at 52. I could have gone more, but 52 articles that talk about how copper-dependent our immune system is.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And then when you realize what's happening with these infections and you realize the devastation of the copper loss is having, all of the symptoms that people have, and then we're told to take ascorbic acid, vitamin D, and zinc, it's like people don't realize that that is the cocktail for destroying the bioavailability of copper. It's just intensifying the loss of copper's action in the body.
Now, I've talked about the role of C and zinc in reducing bioavailable copper. You're saying that D also is contributing to a reduction in copper? Or is it the combination of all three?
Well, the thing is, the body's yin-yang. You know that as a homeopath. And the thing is, we've got A and D. They're yin-yang. So if A is absolutely instrumental in making copper bioavailable, let's walk down the street, well, then what does that mean vitamin D is doing? Oh, yeah, it's undermining the bioavailability of copper. And it does it through, it changes the valence of iron, it's changing the energy production, and it's causing this systemic loss of potassium in the body that nobody seems to know about. It's from work done at Yale Medical School back in 1962 by Dr. Ferris. Vitamin D causes renal potassium wasting. Well, you start to dump potassium out of the body, you've got an energy crisis on your hands. So absolutely, it's mineral shorthand to say that vitamin D is undermining copper, but it's so obvious in the literature what's going on, and people are not aware of the depth of information that's out there in the source documents.
Morley, when I was covering early on the so-called COVID crisis, COVID crazy stuff, and then we're going back a year and a half when this began, and one of the articles I pulled out of the peer-reviewed medical literature, it was republished through the University of Hawaii out of China, was specific to another mineral, selenium again, and said that in areas where they had high selenium in the soils and the food and the people. There was little or no manifestation of what they called COVID. In the areas of greatest depletion, of course, the city centers, high pollution, which we know depletes right. minerals as well, that is where they saw most of the manifestations. Now, of what need do we have for a virus when we look at minerals being deficient and then they manifest in a way that the allopathic pharmaceutical model says has nothing to do with minerals, even though the peer-reviewed literature shows that it does. It has to do with the manifestation of a virus that we need a vaccine for. How many layers of lies do we have to work through to get people, get through their thick skulls, that the minerals in deficiency are manifesting anything that they want to call it, and they can pretend it's a virus that they don't even sequence, or they sequence but they don't even have isolated. It's just, it's maddening.
It is maddening, and we're still being triggered by the debate between Pasteur and Bechamp about particle and field, attack the guest versus strengthen the host. All the metrics, all of the focus, all the optics have been on attacking the guest. And there's been zero focus outside of your radio program, the comments that I might have had, and a select few other practitioners. Most people have not been talking about what do we need to do to strengthen the host. Well, you strengthen the host by making more energy. It's very obvious. You've got to have a good diet. You've got to dampen your fear that you don't have the capability. Because fear is just a massive destroyer of our immune system because it triggers two hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline is a fuel injector to get oxygen into the cell, which is a good thing, but if you don't have the copper to work with it, that's a bad thing. But then the cortisol increases the production of metallothionein that we were just talking about, 4 to 5-fold. Well, then we're back to basically cortisol shutting down copper, which is then shutting down your immune system based upon fear. So, and what does fear do? It attracts iron. Actually, when you do the same spelling that I did for cure, mm-hmm. you spell it F-E-A-R, iron attracts rust. That's what fear stands for. Iron attracts rust.
Dude, you're so good at working these initials, like from the periodic table of elements. That, you know, look, you need to put on a hat and just go out and do door-to-door shows on this stuff. It's amazing.
I just have too much time on my
hands. That could be the case as well. Folks, if you're just joining us now, we've got Morley Robbins on in the first hour of the show today, and you see a headline picture. I kind of threw some text in there. COVID ? What about copper? If you only knew. And underneath that, you will today. You're beginning to learn this, and it's so very critically important. And we've got links to Morley, of course, and his new book, which you can get on Amazon if you want, just like Jonathan Emore's book you can get on Amazon. Or guess what? If you order directly, you can actually get the book signed by Morley Robbins. And if you go to this site, the RCP.KARTRA.com. You will see the book directly and you can get a signed copy.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. A massive winter storm is claiming lives across the United States. At least 23 deaths are being blamed on the Arctic temperatures that have over 60% of the country under winter weather advisories. So far, deaths have occurred in 11 states across the Midwest and East Coast. Canadian officials say over 50 people were hospitalized following a bus crash on a British Columbia highway late Christmas Eve. Here's the latest on the winter weather system itself from meteorologists. meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service.
Main impacts now are still seeing some lake effect snow, primarily off of Lake Erie near Buffalo and then off of Lake Ontario. And it's still cold over a lot of the eastern part of the country, but not as extreme of cold as we saw yesterday and the day before.
Powerball rolls over again to $201 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Let me just check here, Morley, if my copy was signed. I just got to see if you threw a copy at me and didn't sign it. I'm just there. Oh, look, yep, yeah, here we go. And he threw some Latin in there. There it is.
That's not Latin. That's French for in your good health.
Whatever, dude. French, Latin. You think I know the difference?
Gesundheit, if it was German.
Labrius, little Hebrew while we're at it.
Asante, you know. No, I think it would be kind of fun to kind of shift our gears a little bit. Now, mm-hmm. Now we're in the Christmas season. We're all thinking about the Festival of Lights. You know, mm-hmm. Again, I hope everyone knows that we're going into a 3-day period of darkness. Because we've had this shortest day of the year.
It's today. I believe. It's an auspicious day, Morley, to have you on, because I think of the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere as the start of the return of the light, right?
There we go. Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful time. It's a significant time. The plant life, the animal kingdom, particularly the plants, they know what's happening here. A lot of them will go to seed, will start being going, oh, we're heading towards spring, right? In my greenhouse, I'll be able to grow some new things I'm going to be planting after today. But yes, you're right. It's that darkest time in the shortest light cycle of the year, and then we start climbing back in. The light starts coming back in a little bit more each day. How is that significant to everything else?
But it's not. It doesn't. The light does not come back for 3 days. It's actually we're at a lull, which is really important because all of these different religions celebrate the Festival of Lights, Diwali and Kwanzaa, and of course Christianity is celebrating Jesus as the return of light and the light bearer, if you will. And I think it's important for people to know that there's a copper connection to the nativity scene, to the arrival of a new child. It's very, very important. And what we were discovering while we were getting ready for the show is that we know that the three kings, three wise men, came with gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did we discover? Frankincense used to be stored in copper vessels back in the day. That's fascinating. Imbue that energy of copper into the frankincense oil, which is a very powerful oil, as I think everyone knows. In any event, I think what I want to do is pivot to another copper crisis. We have this macro preoccupation with COVID, understandable, but I think there's a more devastating crisis on the planet, and it relates to maternity services and newborn activity. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize what's going on, and I just want to spend a couple minutes and appreciate the chance to have this chat.
Yeah, Morley, by the way, you know, I've been talking with fertility specialists, in vitro fertilization clinic doctors and nurses, and what they're seeing in the era of COVID or COVID shots or whatever particularly is a devastation. Miscarriages that are double or triple the normal expectation, stillbirths occurring, gross infertility manifesting. We were already on a decline because of the lack of a lot of minerals, including copper, which we'll get into now. But you don't have a baby without copper. It doesn't happen. It can't happen.
No, and you can't grow a baby, and you can't differentiate a baby. And so I have two really there's an iron toxicity post. I've got 81 of them, and Robert has the link for the one that is focusing on maternity. And it's really helping people understand that when you're pregnant, you're never anemic, despite what the numbers might imply. But my favorite quotations around pregnancy are two luminaries in the field of mineral research. Mildred Seelig, who was attributed as saying, pregnancy is a magnesium deficient state. It's a really provocative thing to say. And the second is by Joseph Barcroft, famous alpine physiologist, was noted as saying, pregnancy is Mount Everest in utero. You're thinking, what the heck are they talking about? Well, it turns out that when we are at the top of Mount Everest, the air is very thin. It's about 1% to 3% oxygen up there at 19,000 feet. Well, guess what? When we were inside our mother's womb, 1% to 3% oxygen. And what I find fascinating is this idea that turns out that the mom is an aerobic being. The fetus inside her womb is an anaerobic being. What are you talking about? It turns out that when you've got 1% to 3% oxygen, you're not going to make energy with oxygen. You're going to make it anaerobically. And that requires 10 enzymes, and 8 of them require magnesium. Really important to know that. And when was the last time any of the listeners out there who have been pregnant or are expecting, when was the last time your doctor or your birthing practitioner measured your magnesium status in your red blood cell? Never. Most important mineral to know in order to generate energy for the baby is magnesium, and no one tests for the magnesium status. They wait until the woman goes into preeclampsia, the crisis state in the delivery room, and then shoot them full of magnesium to try to calm things down that should have been addressed 9 months before. So anaerobic being. It's basically the fetus is a parasite. It's amazing to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little eerie. But then we come back to Barcroft. We're at Mount Everest. We are in an anaerobic state. And that requires a great understanding about what the process is and the need for energy production. But when we get into the actual growth of the child, there's so many aspects of it that mm-hmm. require copper and retinol. Who's talking about retinol with pregnancy? Anybody? It's absolutely outrageous. In that article that we were talking about before, the one with all the big words in it, basically what that article is telling us is the baby cannot differentiate. The baby cannot grow. The baby cannot begin to have the fullest expression of its being if there isn't copper running the genetic programming. Transcription does not work without copper. When was the last time people heard that?
No, you don't. By the way, I have the article up, and it's linked, and I'm going to add those scientific peer-reviewed articles as well into the notes. I don't have Super Don doing that today, but I will get to that. So I'm just showing it up on screen right now. Your post on the Root Cause Protocol from January 21st, 2021, iron toxicity, post number 81, if you're 6 to 9 months pregnant, you are not anemic. Again, I am so over the whole iron deficiency nonsense. Stop it. We're poisoning people with the wrong form of a mineral that is not lacking. And what is lacking is being basically abandoned or feared, weirdly enough. I mean, you bring up copper, and I hear so many people afraid of taking copper. Now, I am not advocating taking extraordinary amounts of the wrong forms of copper, but my gosh, as we've looked into the past on copper sufficiency, it meant people were eating differently a long time ago, including organ meats. Liver particularly, which has a tremendous amount of copper in it, more than iron, and even in an ideal situation, from what I've read, Morley, 30 to 40% of dietary copper may be absorbed, and I think it's a lot less because most people don't have functioning GI tracts anymore. Microbiome has been so destroyed, so we've got to supplement the right forms. That's part of what this journey is, to find out what we need and get it in there in a way that the body can use it.
Absolutely, and people need to understand that the farming chemicals have an impact on copper uptake in the plants. If the plant can't get the mineral, the animals can't get the mineral. That means the humans can't get the minerals, either through plants or animals or both. And it's just, there is this, if you're looking for what is the Achilles heel of human metabolism, it's copper.
At this point, I was looking also at the depletion, like you just mentioned. And of all the minerals, and most all have been depleted with rare exception because of the farming practices, etc. I look on this list, I'm like, holy tamale, copper is almost 80% reduced from measurable quantities decades ago. And it was worse than any other mineral.
Absolutely. Far and away. And people don't realize that, again, we live on a planet that has oxygen. We take it for granted. Oh, yeah, it's got oxygen. It's the second most reactive element on the planet after fluorine gas and fluoride. And so we don't realize that, maybe there's a downside to this oxygen thingy. And there really is. And it's copper that saves us all the time. So we have this lung respiration, but where the real action is in our cells. We got 100 trillion of them, and they've all got mitochondria that need that oxygen. I just found an article yesterday. I've been looking for this article for about 11 years, where it actually talked about an enzyme that transports oxygen into the mitochondria. That's a big deal. No one's been able to identify it until recently. So it's fascinating to think about how dependent we are. But what does oxygen really do? Well, in order to have a healthy metabolism, in order to have optimal levels of energy, in order to have a good immune system, we've got to be able to turn oxygen, O2, that's oxygen, that's how you spell it, O2, it's two oxygens stuck together. We've got to turn that into two molecules of water, 2H2O. And when we do, that can only happen in a pH of 7. That's why it's so important that the water be made from oxygen, because that tells us that the pH is just right to release the energy molecules so they can then... They are ADP, adenosine diphosphate. They've got two phosphate. Mm-hmm. They've got to become triphosphate, but we've got to add magnesium molecule to it. And that's the magic of ATP, is it's got that magnesium between the second and third phosphate. Really important to have it there, because without the magnesium, the cell has a complete, or the ATP has a completely different structure. This is ATP without magnesium. That's with magnesium. It's very different. And that difference gets perceived by the cells, and it knows, it recognizes it when it's holding that magnesium ion. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. And it sounds, people are like, come on, is it that important? It's essential. Yeah. And when we're under stress, is anybody under stress in the world today? But when we're under stress, we have what's called a magnesium burn rate. As soon as you cleave off a phosphate, the magnesium gets dropped.
Like yesterday's show for me, right?
I was exactly.
Just dropping magnesium. Where's Superdon? Anyway, look,
big pool.
I want this to be as simply understood as possible from a deep scientific dive level, of course, and on outwards. We've been talking about, since physicians and scientists have warned me about this, antibody-dependent enhancement or pathogenic priming. I recognize there's great controversy about this being antibody-dependent enhancement, because people are going, well, if there is no virus, right, because they say they sequenced it, but they haven't isolated, but they say they isolated it, but they really manufactured it, it's not isolated. All right, we get into all of these places that are, our British friends will say, is a sticky wicket. And we want to get past that to, let's say, functionally, what do we need to do or address?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Scott Belcher.
Real vitamin A is called retinol. It comes from animal sources. It's also called preformed vitamin A. And it plays such powerful roles in the body. Everyone knows that vitamin D synthesis starts with exposure to sunlight. It's very, very important. One of the most important activities of sunlight is to help activate that metabolic pathway. But what it's also doing, though, sunlight is activating the breakdown of retinol into its component parts. You know, go back to our having to conjugate verbs in Spanish class or French class or whatever. Same thing's happening with retinol. We've got to turn retinol into what are called retinoic acids. What are they? Those are hormones. They are just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the hormones of vitamin D. Then we've got what are called nuclear receptors. There's a whole family of them. There's RARs, RORs, RXRs, RZRs, and it's like nobody knows about these. And what we're finding out from the research we've been talking about is copper is really important to activate these receptors. Genes don't work without retinol and the receptors that they are made from. And so people need to appreciate that one of the most important things that happens in our body is we've got to turn copper into bioavailable copper. Mm-hmm. It's got to be, the copper atoms need to be loaded into key enzymes, enzymes to make energy, enzymes to break down exhaust, enzymes to connect our tissue together, enzymes to activate our neurotransmitters, enzymes to make hormones all over the body. People don't know about the functions of copper, but they don't work if the copper doesn't get loaded in those enzymes. Retinol, the retinoic acid of retinol, is instrumental in making sure that the enzyme function works, that the pumps are getting the copper in, and then suddenly we have this bioavailable form that works magic throughout our body.
All right, as we wrap up our first hour here, I'm going to urge everybody to please, please, please share this show, especially this first hour. Second hour is going to be awesome too, but the education that Morley provided for those who are pregnant right now or wish to be pregnant and have a healthy child, and we're seeing such a threat manifest in the COVID crazy time we're in and the complete ignorance of the minerals that are lacking. to have fertility, much less a fertilized egg that will then go and grow and grow and become a child for the next generations. And that copper that is so severely lacking is manifesting in, again, these fertility clinics. They're seeing a lack of an ability at the point when the egg dividing starts to go in. Hey, there's the placental formation starting to happen. It's stopping. They're witnessing this. It's like suddenly done. Could it be copper deficiency? I think that most of what we're seeing in the era of COVID crazy is a lack of bioavailable copper. And I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but Morley just rolled out the pathways. And for those that want to learn more, go get his book. It's on Amazon, or you can go direct and get a signed copy, Cure Your Fatigue. Morley, my brother, so much appreciate all that you're doing. I hope that you're not an unsung hero for much longer, because we're singing you when you're not here. Your new book is fantastic.
Appreciate that very much.
Helping so many, and I appreciate you, my brother. We did it. Hour one is done, and you spoke loud enough for everybody to hear.
My glee club would be thrilled to hear me now.
Right? Yay! All right, from the diaphragm. Listen, we're going to sing, we're going to praise, we're going to worship, we're going to celebrate life. And in order to do that, we need to know the things that Morley knows and apply them in our lives. And that's why I appreciate you, Morley, so much, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of us.
Thanks, Robert. It's very special. Appreciate
all right. Super duper. Well, as we wrap up hour one and transition in hour two, again, thanks to Morley Robbins. Links are up in the show notes. It is almost Christmas time. And what does that even mean? I know that there are quote unquote pagan rituals. And then there's the real spirit of the season, the light giver, the return of the, all of those things. We'll talk about that with a honest to God, real pastor, Steve German, great guy I got to meet when I was visiting with Kevin up there in Wisconsin, and that's the church he goes to, and he's a man that really loves freedom, and I appreciate that. We need more pastors to respect that freedom, that great gift of freedom, that beyond life itself, which is the greatest gift that we were given, the freedom to make choices while we are here. And, of course, I would like to inspire and be inspired to make choices that are uplifting for me, for everyone. And I'm not saying that I can do that all the time. I try. But we're human and we are fallible. And we've got to find our way through to help one another. And part of it is getting together in praise and worship to uplift one another, to celebrate life itself. The very thing that the COVID crazies, the cultists, are telling us not to do is what we must do. We're going to do that in just a few minutes as we join or are joined by Pastor Steve. Thanks to Kevin Tuttle, our buddy. And with that, thanks to Morley Robbins again, and check it all out. Links are in the show notes. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.